It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Indians Girls Basketball here on Fort Recovery Radio. We're coming to you tonight from the Stardome. This is a varsity-only game, so no JV game here tonight. And the Indians and the Lady Starfires will start at 7 o'clock. And we'll see how this all turns out. We have similar records. They're a couple of weeks ahead of us over here in Indiana, I believe. I believe the Starfires come in at 6-12, if I remember correctly. So, also, I want to mention sometimes we have some connection problems from here. So, make sure that you keep this in mind so you can have an alternate. If you go to Burn, B-E-R-N-E, witness.com, that's the newspaper here. They actually video broadcast the game live, and they do a really good job. So it's burnwitness.com. They have very good announcers, very professional. But they will be leaning toward the Lady Starfires just the way we lean toward the Lady Indians. So if you do click over to that, you can watch the game. You can do a couple of things, probably with the pause buttons, because the timing won't be exactly the same. You can do pause buttons with their video and our audio if you prefer to listen to us. So we want to make sure you know about that. Another thing that might be of very much interest to a lot of people here, definitely interest for the Lady Starfires, Macy Priest, a 5'8" senior. If she is 19 points away from tying the all-time ladies' scoring record for the Starfires, and 20 would give her the record, 19 would tie it, and that would be 1,276 points. So I would, as I told the gentleman who told me, I hope she gets that, but I hope they lose. he just kind of laughed. But so Indians need to win this. It's a very winnable game for our Indians. We've been playing pretty well, and, you know, we put up a lot of points against the Delta St. John's Lady Blue Jays on Thursday. It was a great game. The girls came out and shot, played well. If we do that the rest of the season, we're going to win a lot of games. So we'll see how that goes. We need to make that happen. So let's just kind of go over the starters for the Lady Starfires. It will be Macy Priest that I mentioned before. She's 19 points away from tying the scoring record for the ladies here, 20 points away from taking the record. She'll be starting. She's a 5'8 senior. Becca Patterson is a 5'6 junior. Elizabeth Gerber is a 5'6 senior. And Emerson Smith is a 5'4 senior. And Lainey Trausch is a 5'9 sophomore. So that's the starting lineup for the Lady Starfires. For our Lady Indians, it'll be kind of who you expect. Carly Niekamp, Callie Wendell, Sage Luthold, Cameron Mullenkamp, and McKenna Hulskamp. I'm sure everybody knows by now that Kennedy Mullenkamp has a season-ending shoulder injury where she went down in a scramble for the ball. I believe that was at St. Henry a few weeks ago, and is going to require surgery. And also some more things coming up. Thursday, the girls will play at Coldwater. That will also be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And they do have the NFHS video. I don't know if they have anybody that will provide the audio for that. So I don't know about that, but it will be available. And that is the girls at Coldwater on Thursday. Friday, the boys will host Coldwater. And that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And our audio will be on the NFHS video. That's also the same night as the Fort Recovery Education Association Chili Supper. And that'll be from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. And then after the game, even more treats. You can get a dozen of the Cy Oda's Eye Krispy Kreme donuts after the game. So those are $12 a dozen, and they usually sell, I can't remember what they told me, I think 100, 150, 200 dozen, something like that. It's a bunch of donuts that they sell, and it's your chance to get Krispy Kreme donuts without driving to Salina and all of that. So that'll give you something to have. If you can make them last till morning, that'll give you something good to have for breakfast on Saturday morning. And if you can save a few, you can maybe get some for Sunday morning, too. So that's coming up on Friday. There's no games scheduled for Saturday. But on Saturday, it will be the Community Club Fish Fry from, I believe that's from 4 to 7. I'll play that promo here in a little bit, so you'll get that information that's 100% correct. I believe we've started doing the serving starting at 4. We had been at 4:30, but I believe it'll be 4 to 7, and that's out at the Sportman Club. It's $12, all you can eat. They have all kinds of great stuff with it, and that gets you something to do on a cold, chilly, frosty Saturday night in the winter. And so that's coming up on Saturday. No boys or girls games scheduled. There are junior high games and I believe maybe a freshman game, but those will be well before the fish fry. So that's Community Club Fish Fry coming up. So chili supper on Friday night and Krispy Kreme donuts after the game and Community Club Fish Fry on Saturday night. So you don't have to turn on your stove this weekend. You can just head up to the gym for the chili supper and out to the Sportman Club for the fish fry. They're getting ready to go with the national anthem and the lineups, but we still have a minute or so. We'll just kind of go over a couple of things. Last night the boys played at Delphi St. John's. Make up from Friday's game. We had a pretty good crowd there. We had there's a lot, probably twice as many people as I expected from both schools for a Monday night, really cold, and a makeup game that maybe a lot of people wouldn't have known about. But Indians lost by 20. We were second half of the first quarter. Dolphus kind of turned the switch and they started making shots and it just kind of got out of control. We were down 30 at one time. They came back. We had several guys that played very well. Alex Deuce had three threes in a pretty short time span. Eli Leonard's had two threes in a really short time span. I don't remember who else played great, and I don't have my numbers in front of me of what they scored. But we played pretty well against what I would consider a really good team. They're one of the three wins, no losses teams in the MAC. Looks like the clock's winding down, so we're going to take a break and get ready for the national anthem and the introductions, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Welcome back to the Stardome, where our Lady Indians are getting ready to take on the Lady Starfires. And as I mentioned earlier, the star player for the South Adams Starfires, Macy Priest, if she gets 19 points, she ties the all-time ladies scoring record, career scoring record. And if she gets 20, she is going to be the all-time leader. And that would be 1,276 points. That's a lot of points. That takes a long time to get to that point. So getting ready for the tip-off. And it's going to be Lainey Trausch for the Starfires and Sage Luthold for the Indians. And it's up, and tip goes to Callie Wendell. She brings it down, dribbles across the top of the key. McKenna Hulskamp open and just misses. And rebound by Cameron Mullenkamp, and she puts it up and in. Indians lead 2-0, 13 seconds into this contest. Got two shots pretty quickly, and that is Priest with the ball. And she'll drive toward the hole, kicks it off to Lainey Trausch, and Indians knock it off her leg and out of bounds, and so the Indians will have the ball. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and Callie has it, gets it to Carly off her foot, and grabbed by the Lady Starfires, and Priest goes in, gets it. She kind of stumbled a little bit, lost her footing, blocked by Carly, and a travel call. And so the Indians have the ball again. Just a little over 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Carly has it out to Callie. And a long three, no good. But a rebound by Sage. She puts it up, no good. Sage back with the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball. And the Indians got the tip, so it'll be the Starfires ball, and they'll take it out of bounds under our basket. They get it into Priest, who does everything on this team, runs the scoring, and scores the points. And she just came up. I think they're going to count that. And foul in the act of shooting. And, yes, they do count that basket. And that is on... Okay, that's on Callie Wendell. The foul shot is not good. Priest with her own rebound. And that's up, no good. And Lainey Trausch goes up, no good. But she's fouled in the act of shooting. And that one is on Carly Niekamp. So Carly and Callie each have one foul each. And that one is up and in. Lainey Trausch with a point, and the Starfires take the lead 3-2. She has one more. Indians with two fouls, Starfires with none. And that one is in. So Starfires lead 4-2. And Indians bringing the ball up court. No pressure. Callie tries to get it over to McKenna, tipped, but McKenna does get it. She kicks it back out to Callie. Callie dribbles to the top of the key. That's Cameron, and she's trying to keep the ball away from, it looks like that was Becca Patterson, but it is a jump ball, and it'll be Indians' possession on the alternating possessions, and Callie has it over to McKenna. She looked like she was going to shoot a three, didn't. Back to Callie, inside to Carly, to Sage. She goes in, puts it up, and in, and we're tied at 4. 6 minutes, 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. And it is Priest with the ball. She makes a nice move, but kicks it back out. And it's to Gerber. And she dribbles it out, gets it over to Priest in the corner. I believe, no, that wasn't Priest, sorry. That was Becca Patterson. And looks like that was a jump ball call. And that'll be the Starfires possession under their own basket. And it'd be in. They go inside to Lainey Trausch. She puts it up. No good. Sage Luthold with a rebound. She gets it to Callie. She'll bring it across center court to Carly. She dribbles in. A little eight-footer. Misses. Rebound to the Starfires. And they'll bring it up. It'll be Priest, of course, and bringing it up. And she's dribbling out near the three-point line. Gets it over to Gerber. Back to Patterson at the top of the key. Back and forth with Gerber and Patterson. They try to get it into Lainey Trausch. She tries to make a move, can't get there. Back out past the volleyball line for Macy Priest. And she tries to get a shot off, can't. And gets it down to Baker, and no good. Becca Patterson. And shot up, no good. Rebound, jump ball, and that'll be the Indians' possession. 5 minutes, 7 seconds here in the first quarter. 4-4 your score. Indians with two team fouls and the Starfires with none. Callie has the ball out past the volleyball line, trying to get up everything set up. Cameron with a three. She's off the mark, but it's long rebound. Gets to Callie. She gets it to McKenna Hillscamp. She goes up in around, or not in, but off around the rim and off. And Sage Luthold with a rebound, but knocked out of bounds by, out of her hand by the Lady Starfires. So it'll be Indians the ball under their own basket. Callie is going to trigger it in. She gets it out deep to Sage at the top of the key. Callie at the left wing. She'll dribble in, gets it to Carly. Back out to Callie. She puts it up for three. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound and picked up by Carly. She gets it to McKenna. She'll dribble once and shoot a shot. No good. Long, and it's out of bounds. Did not hit the rim. Just went on one bounce, and then they let it, the Lady Starfires let it go out of bounds. 4:22 left here in the first quarter. And it will be Sophia Guggenbiller in for the Indians. And I didn't see how that Cameron came out. And Priest brings the ball down for the Lady Starfires. Emerson Smith back over to Becca Patterson. And she tries to get it inside, stolen away by Callie. She gets it ahead to McKenna. Up and in. Nice play. McKenna did exactly what she was supposed to do. She got the ball and looked at the basket and not the defender. Indians lead 6-4. Just under 4 minutes here left, halfway through the first quarter. And Indians lead 6-4. And it is Patterson over to Smith. Back to Patterson. Go into Priest. She's trying to make a move. Knocked away, but grabbed by Elizabeth Gerber. And they're going to count the basket. So it's 6-6, and Gerber will go to the lead. Shoot the and one. 6-6 your score. 3 minutes, 34 seconds left in the first quarter. And Elizabeth Gerber up off the rim. Carly with the rebound. Callie will bring it down court, trying to set up the offense. She'll dribble over to the right wing and give it to McKenna. McKenna dribbles into the lane, over into the corner to Guggenbiller. She'll dribble in, loses the handle, and the Starfires will bring it the other way. She's being harassed by McKenna. Almost got a steal, but did not. But there, got it to Gerber, who gave it to the Indians. And Carly will go in. And she goes up, gets fouled. I thought that was going to go in, and it rolled off the rim. So it is 6-6. Exactly 3 minutes left in the first quarter. And Carly Niekamp will go to the line to shoot two foul shots. That's the first foul on the Lady Starfires. The Indians have three. And that foul was on Emerson Smith. So the first one goes up and off the rim. Still tied at six. Carly at the line again. That one is perfect. Indians lead by one, 7-6. And Priest will bring it up court for the Lady Starfires. Gets it over to Smith, who gets it to Patterson. And up and in for the Lady Starfires, and they lead 8-7. That was Becca Patterson. And Indians with a shot off the mark, long rebound. Carly and a couple of Lady Starfires fight for the rebound. And that would be another foul on Emerson Smith. That's the second for her, second for the team. Indians get it in, get the two. Guggenbiller goes in, easy shot, but it didn't go in. Rebound to the Starfires, but they travel. So it'll be the Indians' ball under our own basket. We lead 8-7, and it's 2:27 left here in the first quarter. Guggenbiller will try to go in, and she has somebody grabbed the ball, and she traveled. She couldn't get the ball where she wanted to go, and so they'll be taking it out on their end. And this time it is Emerson Smith bringing the ball up to Patterson, then over to Gerber, back to Patterson. They go in to Priest. She'll shoot one from the foul line off the back of the rim. And Carly Niekamp with the rebound. And she'll bring it up court. She gets it to McKenna in the left corner. She puts it up. No good. And Carly with the rebound. Up and in. And Indians now lead 9-8. I believe maybe earlier I said that we led 8-7. That was the Starfires leading 8-7. And as Priest with the ball, she gets it in the corner to, I can't see the number, and I think that's Emerson Smith, but she kind of lost track of the ball and stepped on the out-of-bounds line, so it'll be Carly Niekamp bringing it, or going to trigger it in for the Indians, and she'll get it to Callie. Cameron Mullenkamp back in, and I believe she is in for Sage Luthold. So the Indians have McKenna Hillskamp, Callie Wendell, Carly Niekamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, and Sophia Guggenbiller. So it is Carly, at the foul line, gets it to Cameron. She kicks it back out to McKenna, back to Callie at the top of the key. She puts in a three, and the Indians now lead 12-8. And here's Priest, drives to the basket, up and in, a nice little underhand layup. And that gives her four for the game. She is 15 away from tying the school record for career points. And get it, Indians bring it down, get it to Sophia Guggenbiller, who took an extra step as she made her move, said the official. So right now we're tying a shoe. 58 seconds left here in quarter number one. Indians lead 12-10. And it will be Priest bringing the ball down for the Starfires. She'll dribble in the lane. One-handed runner, no good. Fight for the rebound, and I believe, yep, went off of Sophia's leg. So it'll be the Lady Starfires' ball underneath their own basket. 49 seconds. They get it real quick to Priest. She's standing alone right under the basket, up and in, and we're tied at 12. Somebody lost their person, and that's not one you want to lose. So we have Guggenbiller shot from the corner. It was a long two, and rebound fought for and grabbed by the Starfires. Priest will bring it up. She'll get it to Patterson, to Smith, back to Patterson, back to Smith, to Gerber. She's looking in to Priest. She puts it up. No good. Gets her own rebound, and she is fouled by Guggenbiller on an attempted shot. 13.1 seconds here in quarter number one, and Priest will go to the line. She already has 6 points tonight, looking to get two more here from the foul line. That's up and in. 7 points. So she's well on her way to the 20 she needs to set the all-time Lady Starfires scoring career scoring record. Second one is up, and that is in. She has 8. She needs 19 to tie, 20 to take the lead in the all-time scoring. Callie with the ball, gets it to Carly, back to Callie. She looked at a long shot, dribbles down in the corner, and she loses the ball with 0.6 seconds. She was trying to get down there to get something going toward the basket and try to maybe get a layup, and she just lost the ball out of bounds. And Priest will fire one up. That's off the mark, and I believe very late. So we'll take a little break here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. The Fort Recovery Community Club's 17th annual Fish Fry is coming up on Saturday, January 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual All-You-Can-Eat Fish Fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, January 20th from 4 to 7 p.m.
Welcome back to the Stardome. Our Indians are by 2, 14-12 to the Lady Starfires. And it is Starfires that have the ball to start it off. Emerson Smith to Gerber on the left wing, right wing. And she'll get it over to Becca Patterson. Back over to Trausch. Back to Patterson, but throws it away. And she threw it where Patterson had been and not where she was. Emerson Smith tried to save it, but it was already too late. So it'll be the Indians' ball. Down 2. just started here in the second quarter. McKenna has the ball, gets it to Callie. She'll get it to McKenna. Drives into the lane, kicks over to Cameron. Nope, that was Sage, excuse me. And shot up, no good. And there's going to be a foul on Indians. That would be Guggenbiller with the foul. That's the third foul on Guggenbiller, it looks like. So I think we took her out and put in, see who that is. Oh, that's Bryn Willman. So the Starfires have the ball. It is Priest, a runner, no good. And Carly with the rebound brings it up. McKenna, right corner. She's trying to get a shot, can't get it up, and goes into Carly. I think they're going to call a foul on the floor before the shot. Yep. So that is one foul for each of the teams here in the second quarter. That one was on Becca Patterson, her second. Indians get it in to Sage and then to Carly. She throws it, shoots a shot up too hard, and it is Priest bringing the ball down. She'll kick it out to Patterson. Patterson up with a shot, no good. Carly with the rebound quickly down the court. She goes up. Tries to put it up, partially blocked. I thought maybe a foul, but they don't call it. And Priest is quickly down to the other end. And she is fouled. I'm going to say they'll call that on Sage. Maybe there are a couple of girls near there. Nope, looks like they're going to call that on Callie Wendell. So that is her second. And Priest will put the first one up. That bounces around the rim and off. As I mentioned, she has 8 points, and she is 11 away from tying the all-time career scoring record, 20 away from breaking it. That one is up and also no good. Carly with a great rebound, strong rebound. She'll bring it up court, and she's on the right wing, dribbles in, kicks it back out to Sage on the right corner over to Callie. She'll get it back to Sage on the left wing. She puts one up off the rim, no good. And rebound by the Lady Starfires. And quickly McKenna ties her up. And that'll be a jump ball. Alternate possession goes back to the Lady Starfires. Nope. They switched it, and it is our ball under our basket. Callie will trigger it in. She'll get it to McKenna, the left corner. Carly, then to Callie. She dribbles in, puts a shot up, no good. And Sage Leuthold with a rebound up and in, and we're tied at 14, 2 minutes into second quarter. And it'll be Priest bringing the ball up for the Starfires. She's out at the top of the key and tries to pass it. Carly tips it away, and it's recovered by Smith. She gets it down in the corner, and I can't see who's there. And it'll be Priest, and she tries to get it over to Becca Patterson and throws it away out on the sideline. So it'll be Carly Niekamp triggering the ball in to Callie Wendell. She'll bring it up, no pressure. Their defense is all down near the paint on the other end. She gets across center court. 5.5 minutes to go here, tied at 14. Callie Wendell dribbling out past the volleyball line, gets it to Sage. Way out on the right wing, and she'll dribble to the left wing, gets it to Callie in the corner. She puts it up, and a three-pointer is up and in. It is 17-14, and Callie Wendell has 6 points now, and it is Starfires with the ball. They get it into Gerber. She gets it into Trausch, and partially blocked by the Indians and out of bounds. So it'll be the Lady Starfires ball. And it'll be Smith going to trigger it in for them. And they get it into Lainey Trausch, but it looked like Callie might have had a little contact with her, and I believe that'll be her third foul. Yep, third foul on Callie. So 5 minutes to go here in quarter number two, and she has three fouls. Three fouls team total for the Indians. There's a long shot for the Lady Starfires. And And Priest gets the rebound and puts it right back up about 18 feet out, not quite at the three-point line. And she has 10. And we get it down to our end. Callie gives it to McKenna, who traveled before she made her move. And so it will be the Lady Starfires ball. It is into Patterson. 4 minutes, 44 seconds, 17-16 Indian lead here in quarter number two. They try to go inside. Bryn Woolman with the steal. Gets it to McKenna. She'll bring it down and goes, dribbles in, gets it to Sage. She'll dribble into the lane. Out to Carly. She'll dribble into the lane. Kicks it back out to McKenna. She'll try to go baseline. Can't make it. Out to Carly on the left wing. She dribbles, gets a shot up, and off the glass and in. And it is 19-16 Indians lead. Just over 4 minutes here in quarter number two at the Stardome. And again, I'll get to it in a second here, but I'll just go ahead and tell you now, if you want to watch this game, you can go to Burn, B-E-R-N-E, witness.com, and you'll be able to find the game there. They do have really good announcers, but they will be more or less homers for the Starfires, so you could turn their volume off and turn ours on, or you can listen to them if you want. They're very, very good. So it goes down. McKenna tried to put up a layup and got fouled. So she'll get 2 points, and that's the third foul on Emerson Smith for the Lady Starfires. And so they'll be putting in Grace Baker in her place. She's a 5'5 freshman. So McKenna gets the first one. It is 20-16, and she'll have one more here. That is up and in. And McKenna has 4 points. It is Priest bringing the ball down court for the Starfires. She'll put up a three short, and it's going to bounce. It was about a foot short, didn't hit the rim, and bounced out of bounds on the line. And so it'll be Indians ball. McKenna will bring it up. Carly kicked it into her. Carly goes down into the lane. McKenna's looking to try to get it to her. Now she gets it over to Sage Luthold on the left wing. She'll get it into Carly. Carly's going to make a move. A little turnaround jumper, no good, and rebound to the Lady Starfires. That was Trausch. She gets it to Priest. Priest puts one up, no good. And rebound by Becca Patterson, but Carly tied her up. Alternate possession goes to the Starfires under their own basket. They'll trigger it in to Patterson. Over in the corner to Priest. She tries to get a shot off, can't. Gets it to Gerber and to Priest. She puts up a three, no good. And Bryn Woolman with a nice rebound. Gets it inside quickly to Sage. She can't get it, gets her own rebound, still can't go in. Now we have a Carly with a three. That's off the rim, no good. McKenna Hillscamp with a rebound, goes up and in, and it's 23-16. Indians now lead by 7 with 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. It is Priest over to Grace Baker just in the game. Down to Gerber, or out to Gerber, and she'll try to get it inside. Can't, and it'll go out to Patterson, to Gerber. She goes in, and that'll be a foul in the act of shooting, and that will be on Sophia Guggenbiller. That's going to be her fourth. So Elizabeth Gerber at the line. She'll be shooting two. That's up and in. 23-17 now. 2 minutes, 7 seconds. And Indians are going to put Maddie Shainline in for Guggenbiller, and Gerber will go back to the line for one more. One is up and in, and she has 4 points, Elizabeth Gerber. So it's 23-18, and McKenna stops for a second to get instructions from the coach, and we get it into Bryn. She gets it back out quickly to Carly, to Sage. McKenna on the left wing, and it is McKenna out at the top of the key now, and she'll take a couple of dribbles, gets it to Carly. She puts up a three from the right wing, off, and Bryn Willman with the rebound, but can't hang on, got it knocked out of her hand by the Lady Starfires and out of bounds. So a minute 37 here in the second quarter, and it'll be Priest bringing the ball up. He gets it to Gerber. She gets it to Gerber. Back to Patterson. And 25, they got it to Trausch, and she went to throw a pass, and we kind of got in the way, and she traveled, so it'll be the Indians' ball. Minute 24 here in the second quarter, and Indians try to make a pass, and quickly Priest grabs it, goes up for a layup, and we foul her. Ball did not go in, but she'll get two tries at the foul line, and she has 10 points. She needs 9 more to tie the school record and 10 more to set the all-time career scoring record. Her first one is up and no good. She's missed 3 straight foul shots. I hope her nerves are not getting to her. I would like for us to win and her to get her the all-time scoring record here tonight. That would be a really nice thing. And that is up and in. And that is 11 points for her, 23-19. Indians with a 4-point lead. And Ivy Toby will come into the game and replace Carly Niekamp. She'll throw it into McKenna. And Ivy will come down court. And McKenna has the ball. She dribbles into the lane, puts it up, and in. 25-19, just over a minute here in the first half. And Priest will dribble in. She gets it over to Gerber, over to Patterson. She tries to put it up, and that is a foul. I didn't see who that was on. That is on Sage Leuthold. That is her first. And Patterson will go to the line for two. First one's off the front of the rim. No good. And Coach Tyler Deitch for our Indians calls a timeout, and we'll just take a little timeout with them. Be back in a moment.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
We're back here at the Stardome. Indians lead 25-19. Just under a minute to go, 55 seconds, and one more foul shot for Becca Patterson. She has 2 points on the night, and she will take a couple dribbles, a couple more, and spins it around a little bit. Finally up and in, and that is off the rim. Sage Leuthold with the rebound. She'll make a couple of dribbles. She's going to need to get it to McKenna, and she kind of lost her footing, went down, threw it to Sage, but she had already traveled. So it is 25-19, 42 seconds to go, and Priest will have the ball. She'll bring it up. 35 seconds left here in quarter number one, or two, excuse me, first half, and it'll be McKenna steals the ball on a pass, up, not in, but she is fouled by Becca Patterson, and that will be her third foul, I believe. See what they put up here on the board. And it'll be McKenna Hilskamp at the line. Nope, they say that was on Addie Baker just into the game. Nope, no, they've switched it. So it was Becca Patterson. And it is her third. First one goes up and off. And McKenna will shoot again. And that one's also off. Rebound by the, well, it was rebound by Patterson that had the foul. And then we foul her. So she'll come down and shoot some free throws. She has 2 points for the game. 24 seconds left. Indians lead 25-19. Indians with 5 fouls and the Starfires with 3. And the first one is up. And off the back of the rim, kind of just hit the back and just kind of stopped there and then rolled in. So that one is up and in. 25-20 now the score. And Patterson will put the next one up. And that one is also in. She has 4 points for the game. 24 seconds. Indians with a ball and a 4-point lead. McKenna Hills Camp gets it across to... now they're calling a foul. She got it across to Maddie Shainline. And as she was trying to pass it off, she got fouled. 11.6 seconds, almost 12 seconds. And Indians are taken out of bounds. Ivy gets it to McKenna. McKenna turns around, puts one up. No good. And somebody fouled. Yeah, we pushed somebody on that rebound. 6.1 seconds. Indians with a 4-point lead. And it will be Ivy Toby with her first foul. And it'll be Elizabeth Gerber going to the line. She has 4 points. This one is up and off the back of the rim. No good. She'll have one more. Indians lead 25-21 here right before the end of the first half. Gerber, a couple of dribbles. She'll put it up. And that will go in. 25-22. Ivy gets it to McKenna. And we're just going to hold it and let the clock run out. I think she thought there was 2 seconds, but there was 6. And so she kind of held it for a long time there. So into the first half. Indians lead 25-22. And we'll be back very shortly.
The Full Recovery Education Association is sponsoring an all-you-can-eat chili supper on Friday night, January 19th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Coldwater. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the Full Recovery Education Association Scholarship Fund. Get to the Coldwater Boys basketball game early on January 19th and enjoy the Fort Recovery Education Association chili supper with all the fixins. Serving will be from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. And be sure to grab some of the Cy Iota Zy's Krispy Kreme donuts after the game.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Stardome, where our Indians lead the Lady Starfires 25-22. And as I've mentioned a number of times, you can watch this game on the go to Burn Witness, B-E-R-N-E, witness.com. And that, the video is live with some very good announcers, although they are a little partial toward the Lady Starfires. So if you want to have one that's partial to our Indians, you can turn their sound off and listen to our audio. It won't be coordinated. There's a very slight chance that it's coordinated, so you might have to use the pause buttons on our audio or on their video. So, but you can watch this game, and something that's a big deal here in Bern is that Macy Priest, she has 11 points here in the first half, and she needs 8 more to tie and 9 more to take the record for career points for one of the Lady Starfires. So that is 1,276 points is what she's after. And so we'll see if she can get that. I would like to see her do that, but I would also like to see our Indians win. If I have a choice of one or the other, I will take the Indians' victory because she's going to get the points either tonight or the next game, so it's not going to be a big deal. But they're going to stop the game, probably give a game ball to her and or her family, and it'll be a pretty neat deal. So that's Macy Priest, P-R-I-E-S, and like I say, she needs 19 total to tie. She already has 11, and 20 to be the all-time leading scorer for the Lady Starfires. So some of the scoring here, Priest leads all scorers with 11, and also Becca Patterson has 4, Elizabeth Gerber has 5, Grace Baker, I believe, has 1. No, she has no points. And Emerson Smith, I believe, has a couple of points, but she has 3 fouls, and she's on the bench. And Lenny Trausch has 2 points. And for the Indians, we're led by McKenna Hillscamp with 8. Sage Leuthold has 4. Let's see. They don't have anybody else up here on the board. I believe Carly went out. I believe she has 6 or 8 points for us. And Cameron Mullenkamp had 3 fouls, I believe, and went out quite a while ago, and she had some points for us. But right now the Indians are leading 25-22, and we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes and get ready for the third quarter. Back right after this.
Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses? When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kopp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacists can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kopp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to the Stardome. Our Lady Indians lead 25-22 at half. And as I've mentioned several times, Macy Priest for the Lady Starfires is looking to set the career all-time scoring for the Lady Starfires, and that would be 1,276 points. She needs 19 to tie, 20 to take that lead, and she has 11 points here at halftime, so she's well on her way to doing that. That would be a nice milestone for her. And so Indians, again, leading 25-22 3-point lead. A couple of things coming up Thursday. The girls will play at Coldwater in a MAC game. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available there. Do not know if they're going to have audio with it. It might be WCSM. It may be no audio. But that will be available, and you maybe can coordinate it with our audio. On Friday, the boys will host Coldwater, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and our audio will be on the NFHS video for that. That same night, before the game, you want to get there early. Fort Recovery Education Association is having their annual chili supper. Serving will be from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. And after the game, the Sciota's Eye will be doing the Krispy Kreme donuts. So you want to get a dozen donuts for $12, and you don't have to drive to Salina. So then on Saturday is the Community Club's Fish Fry. That serving is 4 to 7, and you want to get there for that. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with the start of quarter number three. Indians leading 25-22 here at the Stardome.
The Green Knights of Columbus, Council 33-24, are again sponsoring their annual free throw contest, and all boys and girls ages 9 to 14 are invited to compete. The event is free, and it will be held at the elementary middle school gym on Sunday evening, January 28th at 6:30, and the doors will open at 6 o'clock for practice. Our 9, 10, and 11-year-olds will shoot from 12 feet, and 12, 13, and 14-year-olds will shoot from the standard 15-foot foul line. Trophies will be awarded for all age groups for both boys and girls, and the winners in each category will advance to the district free throw contest in early February with a chance to move on to the regional, state, and national competitions. The sign-up forms are available at school and will also be available the evening of the competition. Feel free to contact Greg Lefevre if you have questions at 419-852-2654. Come and join the fun at the KFC's annual free throw contest held at the elementary middle school gym on Sunday evening, January 28th, with the contest starting at 6:30.
Welcome back to the Stardome, where our Indians lead 25-22 going into quarter number three. And it'll be the Indians' ball out of bounds. Carly Niekamp will have it. Waiting for everybody to be ready. Looks like they are. And Carly will trigger it in to Callie Wendell. She'll get it across the center line into Carly. Back to McKenna on the top of the key. Callie on the left wing. And three-point shot, no good. Rebound to Priest. And she'll bring it down, and she makes a nice move up and in, and that's 13 for her. She needs 19 to tie, 22 to take the lead in the all-time scoring. Indians have the ball here, gets it to Sage Luthold on the left wing, and she left corner, and she dribbles in, tries to get it to Cameron, taken away, and Priest will come down again, look to put a shot up. Past stolen, and Indians have it to Callie, get it to McKenna in the corner, and she barely stays in bounds and grabs it. Three-pointer up, no good from the corner, and it will be Lainey Trausch with the rebound, and the Lady Starfires will bring it up, and it's Emerson Smith back in the game. And goes into Trausch. And she goes up and in, and the Starfires now lead 26-25. Indians needing to get things going here in the second half, and tried to get a pass in, stolen, and Trausch will bring the ball down. It is knocked away by the Indians and will be out of bounds for the Lady Starfires under their own basket. 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter here. 26-25 now, the Lady Starfires. They get it in, almost stolen by the Indians. And it is Patterson with a three-pointer up, no good. Rebound by Priest, misses. And the Indians with a rebound. McKenna Hillskamp brings it down. She'll go to the left side. She kicks it out to Callie inside the three-point line, no good. Rebound McKenna, she puts it up and goes high off the backboard, and then it goes over the backboard. it looked like it was going to get that top corner and come right straight down through the basket, but it just went on over. So it's 6 minutes to go here, and Indians down a point now, and it is Lainey Trausch. She'll go in the lane, goes inside to Priest. Very nice shot, and that is 15 points now, four away from tying and five away from taking the lead in the all-time scoring. And Indians down, miss a shot, and Sage Leuthold with a rebound up and in. It's 28-27. Emerson Smith gets it to Becca Patterson, over to Trausch. She tries to get it over to Patterson, and then stolen by the Indians. And Callie Wendell brings it down, and she did double dribble. She dribbled it with one hand and then tried to, before it hit the floor, hit it with the other hand. So it will go back to the Starfires, and they lead by one. 5 minutes, 20 seconds here. And it looks like a no-doubter that Macy Priest will become the all-time leading scorer for the Lady Starfires. And it is to Trausch down in the right corner. She'll dribble toward the down the baseline, and she is fouled. And that'll be Sage Leuthold with her second foul. And Priest will trigger it in to Trausch, and she goes up and in, and the lead goes back to three for the Starfires, 30-27. And it is Callie gets it to Carly. She'll go in. And a nice lay-in for Carly, 30-29. And it's going to be a timeout for the Lady Starfires. They're taking a timeout, and we'll take one with them. We'll be back very shortly.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to the Stardome, where our Lady Indians trail now by 1 point, 30-29. They have scored 9 points. We have scored four here in the third quarter, and it is the Lady Starfires with the ball. It'll be Patterson getting it to Priest, back to Patterson, to Trausch, to Patterson over in the left corner, and it is off of McKenna Hills Camp, it looks like. So it'll be the Starfires ball in front of their own bench. Patterson to Smith, and then back to Patterson. And they get it inside to Trausch, and she puts it up and in. And she now has 9 points. Nice play by Elizabeth Gerber is who that was, I'm sorry. And it'll be Carly Niekamp, puts up a layup, no good, gets her own rebound, no good, up again, no good. Three kind of point-blank shots contested, but she should have made any one of those. It is Gerber with the ball, getting it to, well, just kind of bounced off of somebody's foot. Patterson, Smith grabbed it, and then we knocked it out of bounds. So it is 32-29, 3 minutes 50 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Starfires leading by three with the ball. It is Gerber. She'll get it inside, tries to go inside, but it is taken by Sage Leuthold, and she'll get it to Carly. Carly will bring it across the center court and then back out to McKenna on the right wing. She'll dribble into the lane, kicks it out to Bryn. She'll get it to Callie to McKenna on the left wing. Callie in the corner, and she puts up a three-pointer, and we're tied at 32 with 3 minutes 13 seconds. Priest will bring the ball down. She is 4 points away from tying the all-time scoring record here for Lady Starfires. She gets it quickly to Lainey Trausch under the basket, up and in. and she has six, and lead back to two for the Starfires. Callie Wendell has the ball, gets it to McKenna Hillscamp. She'll dribble into the lane, kicks it back out to Callie, and Carly will have the ball, gets it over to McKenna in the right corner. She puts it up, no good, and two Indians had the ball and goes off of both of their hands. They decided not to fight for it, and they both let go, and it just bopped out of bounds. 2 minutes, 38 seconds here. Starfires with the ball in a two-point lead over our Indians. Priest will bring the ball down. She will go in the lane, kicks it over in the corner to Smith. She misses, but the ball goes out of bounds off of Sage Luthold. That'll be the Starfires ball under their own basket. It'll be Priest going to trigger it in for the Starfires. And they will get it in, and it's knocked away by Callie Wendell and out of bounds. It was meant for Elizabeth Gerber. She did get her finger on it, but it had already been knocked away by Callie. So they'll trigger in again, Smith this time, and it'll go to Gerber. She'll go in the lane back out to Patterson. Patterson to Gerber. She goes up and in. Nice move by that young lady over to the right and puts a one-hander up off the glass, and they lead by four. And Callie Wendell dribbling out past the volleyball line. She goes to the right wing, faked a shot back to McKenna. McKenna drives in the lane, goes up, no good. Rebound fought for. Bryn Willman has it. She's surrounded by a pile of, I think she was surrounded by three or four of the Lady Starfires, and they're going to call a jump ball, and it will be the Lady Starfires ball. Minute 46 seconds. Lady Starfires lead by four, 36-32. It'll be Smith with the ball. She'll get it to Patterson. Back out to Smith at the top of the key. Patterson on the left wing. She'll dribble in. No good. And looks like they're being a foul on Carly Niekamp. That'll be her third late in the third quarter here. We may take her out. I don't see anybody going to the scorer's table, but we'll see how that goes. Minute 29 here, and Becca Patterson at the line for the Lady Starfire. She has 4 points. That first shot is up and off the rim. She'll get one more. Indians have two fouls this quarter, and the Lady Starfires have none. They have scored 15 points, and we have scored 7. First one's up. Or excuse me, the second one's up. No good. And Carly with the rebound. And Elizabeth Gerber quickly fouled her. Not sure why. I don't know why she thought she could get it and why she would put that much effort into it, but she definitely gave Carly a pretty good little wallop. And it'll be Carly throwing it into Callie. Callie will be out at the top of the key, dribbles to the right wing, gets it to Carly. She'll drive into the lane, up, no good. And Carly gets her own rebound. And looks like they're going to call a jump ball. Yep, so it'll be Indians ball. Minute 12 seconds left. Lady Starfires lead 36-32 over our Lady Indians. And we get it in. Carly has it on the right wing down to Callie. She'll dribble out to the top of the key. Out past the volleyball line. She took one step inside the volleyball line and launched it. Just missed it. And it is rebound to the Starfires. They'll go up. No good. And that was Priest blocked. And Carly is coming back down. 48 seconds. She'll pop a short jumper, and that doesn't go. She's had several really good shots this quarter that just wouldn't go in. Priest pops and stops and pops from about 15 feet, and she has 17 points. And she is 2 points away from tying, 3 points away from breaking the school record. 23 seconds left here. Sage Luthold has it. Back to Callie out past the volleyball line. Sage into Carly. Carly makes a move, goes up, cannot make the shot again. And I don't. No, it looks like maybe Tyler Deitch was in a tizzy about something, and I don't know what it was. It was down below me, and I couldn't see it. And so that there will be a technical foul called. And, of course, Priest will shoot the foul shots, and the first one goes in. I think there was a foul called, and then now she's shooting the technical fouls, and that ties her with the all-time record. And it will be, so that gives her 19, and one more point will break the school scoring record for career for Lady Starfires. Priest with the ball, 6 seconds. She kicks off to Smith in the corner. No good. We get the rebound, and time runs out. And the Lady Starfires now have 40 to the Indians 32. We were ahead by 4, and now we're down by 8. A big 12-point swing. We scored 7, and they scored 19. So we'll take a break here and head into the fourth quarter. Back in just a minute.
Serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
Welcome back to the Stardome, where our Lady Indians are now down by 8 points, and it is the Lady Starfires ball to start off quarter number 4, and the next point that Macy Priest scores will set the school record for scoring, and the Lady Starfires have it. They go down to Lainey Trausch on the left side, and she goes to the lane, but she takes a little travel. So it'll be the Indians' ball. Callie will bring it across center court, gets it over to McKenna, and she looked like she was going to shoot, backed off, gets it inside to Sage, back out to Callie. She puts up a three-pointer, and it's 40-35. Indians with a lead, and Callie has 12 points, and the Starfires lose the ball, get it back. And it is Elizabeth Gerber with the ball. She'll get it out to Smith. Smith to Patterson. She'll dribble down the lane. I think that went off of them. Couldn't tell. It went off of somebody's foot and I was other end of the court, and I could not tell who it was. So it'll be our ball. We're down 5, 40-35, 7 minutes, 9 seconds here left in. We'll call it regulation just in case. It'll be Callie Wendell bringing it across. Gets it to McKenna Hills Camp, back to Callie, out on the top of the key. McKenna now at the top of the key, gets it down to Guggenbiller, back to McKenna, and she puts in a three-pointer, and it's now 40-38. Indians with 6 quick points on 2 three-pointers, and we're back within 2. 6:40 left here in quarter number 4, and that was almost stolen by Callie and knocked out of bounds. And so it will be Smith going to trigger it in for the Lady Starfires. She'll get it to Patterson. Patterson dribbling around. She'll kick it over, tried to kick it over to Gerber. And Carly Niekamp steals it. She still can't make that layup. Rebounded by Guggenbiller and up and in. And we're tied at 40. Indians with 8 points in a minute and 39 seconds. We're tied at 4. Timeout for the Starfires, and we'll take a timeout with them.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to the Stardome. Indians made it real interesting here. We were down 8, and we have now tied it in just a less than 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Tied at 40 here in the fourth quarter. And from my calculations, from what I was told, Macy Priest has tied the school career scoring record for the ladies, and her next point will break the record. So it is Patterson with the ball. She gets it over to, can't see who it is. I believe that was Priest. I didn't think it was. And that, so she kicks it off to Trausch, back to Priest. She'll bring it out. She'll dribble around to the top of the key, out past the volleyball line, looking to find somebody to get it to. She'll dribble into the lane and then back out. She'll dribble around to the right side, and all kinds of stuff going on, bumping. I think we're going to end up calling a foul on one of our Indians, one of those unfortunate things where people are kind of bumping into each other. No real harm, except it caused her to lose control of the ball, so they're going to call a foul. That was on McKenna. That's her second. And it'll be Patterson with the ball out now, out the top of the key, just kind of looking to see where she can go with it. Over to Smith. Smith to Gerber. Gerber out on the right wing. She tries to go inside, and taken by Sage Luthold. She gets it to McKenna. McKenna gets it tipped away, but Carly grabs it. Callie out the top of the key. McKenna on the left wing. She gets it here in the corner to Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller gets fouled, probably by Gerber. We'll see who they call it on. Nope, that is on Trausch. That will be her first foul, and it'll be Indians' ball out of bounds. Carly to Callie in the left corner, to Guggenbiller on the right wing, to Sage, and it'll go up, no good by Callie, and rebound to Guggenbiller, and she is, well, I thought they called a foul. That's just one of the Starfire players must have been stepping on the line. So Carly has the ball, and she goes toward the basket, and she is fouled by Gerber. And that'll be the second foul on Elizabeth Gerber. And it'll be Indians' ball. Callie has the ball, kicks it into Carly, back to Callie. She'll dribble out to the top of the key, and that'll be a foul on foul on Priest, and that's her fourth foul. So, nope, I looked at that wrong. That was on Patterson, her fourth foul. So it'll be McKenna with the ball out on the left wing. She'll bring it back out to the top of the key, and she tries to throw it to Guggenbiller in the corner, who had moved a little closer to her, and it's out of bounds. 4 minutes, 45 seconds, tied at 40. Nobody scored for almost 2 minutes here. It is Priest with the ball. She's going to make a move into the lane, back out to Patterson. She goes to make a move and travels. 4:33 left here in regulation. And Carly Niekamp triggers it in to Callie Wendell. She'll bring it across the line, and she'll dribble to the right. She'll get it to Carly. McKenna with a three-pointer, up and in, and the Indians lead 43-40. And the Lady Starfires have not scored here in the first half of the fourth quarter. And Indians have 11 points. And Starfires, looks like they... it was out of bounds off the Indians, I believe. So it'll be their ball inbounds. 3 minutes, 59 seconds, just halfway through the fourth quarter here. And Smith will get it out to, looks like Grace Baker traveled with it, but they didn't call it. And it is Priest with the ball. And she's guarded by Wendell. The fans are calling for a travel, but they said that Wendell had tipped it. And she goes in and scores. And that is 21 points for her. And the athletic director, Jason Arnold, is going to present her with the game ball. And that is just a great thing here. She has, as of right now, she has 1,277 points and has set the school record here at South Adams for all-time career scoring for a Lady Starfire. And she is a very good player. I am glad to see her get that. Now I need to also get my other wish that the Indians win this game. So they did stop the game, presented it to her, got several pictures, and that's a really, really good thing. The pressure is off of her now. She can just go play. But that is the only points scored here in the fourth quarter for the Lady Starfires. But 3 minutes, 42 seconds. And play will resume. Indians now lead 43-42. We have outscored them 11-2 here in the fourth quarter. There's a girl at the table to sub in, but they're not going to allow her to do that. Must have been something that I'm not sure how that happened, but doesn't make a lot of difference. Callie has the ball, tries to get it into Carly. She does finally get it. She'll make a move to the basket, up, too strong, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Carly has missed about eight layups, but she just can't get it to go in. She got a rebound twice and missed earlier, so she's going to the line, active shooting, hits the rim, the backboard, the rim twice again, and bounces out. 3 minutes, 27 seconds. Indians lead 43-42, and Carly Niekamp will get one more try at it. She has 7 points. And that one is in. She now has 8, and the Indians lead goes to 2. And it is Priest bringing the ball up court for the Lady Starfires. She tries to get it to someone, tipped away by the Indians, and Priest will get it, gets it over in the corner to Gerber, goes inside to Priest, and it goes up and in, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. So we're tied at 4, and Priest will have a chance to put the Lady Starfires back in the lead. Foul was on Sage Luthold, her third, Indians second of the quarter. And that one goes up and in, and the Starfires have retaken the lead, 45-44. And there's 3 minutes, 8 seconds left in regulation, and Callie Wendell has the ball. She's trying to find an opening to get it to someone or get herself somewhere. Gets it to Sage, back to Callie, and she'll put up about a 22-footer. And that one is up and in, and it is 47-45. Indians lead by 2. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left here in regulation. And it'll be Priest to Patterson. Misses, rebound by Gerber. And we tie her up, and it will be the Starfires' ball on the alternate possession. 2 minutes, 39 seconds. And Starfires will trigger it in. They'll get it just over her fingers, and Carly steals the ball, brings it down court, kicks it over to McKenna. She goes up, but she is fouled. I believe she's fouled by Grace Baker. We'll see who they call it on. She'll get 2 shots. Yep, that's on Grace Baker, her second. And McKenna will go to the foul line. She has 14. 14 points tonight, leading the team. No, actually she's not leading the team. Because Callie Wendell has just made another three and has 15 points. So she has 15. McKenna has 14, misses the first one. Indians lead by two. Second one's up. It's no good. And McKenna ends up, after three other people touched it, ends up with her own rebound. Carly Niekamp has it to Callie out past the volleyball line. She's looking for someone to get the ball to. They're putting a little pressure on her now, so she has to move. And McKenna has it to Carly. She'll dribble in, gets it to Guggenbiller underneath, tries to get it back out to Carly. Carly ends up with it, but looked like we were going to lose it, and the coach calls timeout, and we'll take a little timeout with them. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll be back in just a minute.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Welcome back to the Stardome. 2 minutes, 4 seconds. Indians lead 47-45. We have the ball. Callie gets it into Carly. Carly moves toward the basket. She looks to get a shot, can't get it off, and gets it to Guggenbiller, who gets it to McKenna Hillskamp. She'll dribble into the lane, but tries to get it back out to Callie. Stolen away by Priest, and Callie will bump her. I think that'll be her fourth foul, if that's how that goes. And Priest will go to the line. You're going to say that was in the act of shooting. That'll be the fourth. I'm not saying it's a third foul for the Indians. I thought it was the fourth. Priest puts one up and in, and she has 24 for the game. And she'll have one more. She needed 20 to set the school record, and she has 24. That one misses. Sage Luthold with the rebound. Callie brings the ball up. She'll get it to McKenna. Steps out past the three-point line. Cannot go, but Guggenbiller gets the rebound. Callie Wendell. And she's being pursued by Priest. Indians still lead by a point. And there's looked like a lot of contact, and our Indians fans are pretty upset. And so the official is screaming at our fans. So they just tossed somebody out. So this is I can't see who it was, and I wouldn't say if I could, but not appreciated by the Fort Recovery fans, the three people on Callie Wendell as she was trying to get the ball to someone, and no foul was called. So we'll see how this all ends up. Everybody's kind of in a timeout here. Don't know if anybody actually called one or if it was the official, but our fans were really, really upset. There was everybody that we have here, I think, was screaming about three girls hacking on her and trying to get the ball, and no foul was called, and I think we called a timeout. Yeah, that is what happened. So we called a timeout to save that possession, and then our fans kind of really got on them. So I guess that's pretty intense here. 47-46, minute 25 left in, we'll call it regulation, and the Indians ball. Carly gets it to McKenna. She's guarded a little bit by Emerson Smith. She'll get it across the center line, and the official called a little bump foul there, I think, to try to soothe the Indians fans, and several of them are laughing at him because that was just a little bump. Grace Baker with that foul, that's her third, And McKenna will go to the line. Indians leading by one. Now we lead by two, 48-46. And that is 15 points also for McKenna. And Callie Wendell also has 15. McKenna Hillscamp now has 16, and it is 49-46. It's Priest with the ball. She'll bring it across center court. She'll go to the right wing, dribble down into the corner. She'll get it to Gerber in the corner. She gets it out to Smith, almost taken by the Indians. And they go inside to Priest. Ball fought for, and the Indians end up with it. Guggenbiller steals it away, we'll call it, and Tally has the ball. And number four was kind of leaning on her, and it was Gerber that came around and stole the ball, but they said she made contact. So Callie will go to the line. 51.7 seconds left. Callie will get two shots. Indians lead 49-46. Callie at the line. That one goes in and out. So McKenna Hillscamp has 16 points. Callie has 15 points. This one is up and in. They each have 16, and Indians' lead goes to 4, 50-46. And Priest will bring the ball up court, and somewhere along the line, I think with that screen, I think her own player might have run into her. I don't know if it bopped her kind of in the face. She's kind of wiggling her face, and I believe might be her nose, and it looks like she might have, don't know. She walked over out of bounds and kind of threw something. Don't know if it was a contact. I don't know what happened there. So they are triggering it back in after the official timeout. And they get it to Priest. She goes across the lane, and she's fouled by McKenna Hillscamp. And that's her third foul. 43 seconds left. Indians with 4-point lead. They get it into Priest. Puts one up, no good. Rebound to Carly Niekamp, and she will get it over to Callie. Callie will get it across center court. They kind of reach in to kind of a little touch foul, but they didn't want to. They wanted to foul, and so the officials called the very mild foul, so they didn't have to start getting physical. And that's the fourth foul on Grace Baker, and Callie will go to the line again. She has 16 points. That one's up. And that's in, and she has 17. McKenna Hillscamp has 16. Callie has one more shot here. Indians lead at 5, 51-46. 32 seconds left. Second one up and good, and the lead goes to 6. And it will be Smith bringing the ball up for the Lady Starfires. They'll get it over in the corner to Baker, over to Priest. She'll dribble around. They're taking their time, down to 19 seconds, and they're down 6. They go inside to Gerber. Her shot no good. Indians with the rebound. And Gerber grabs the ball, ties them up. And that is the Indians' ball, 12.2. Now Indians, I think, have this in hand. They get it across to Callie. She gets it across center court, and she's going to dribble it out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And that'll be the ball game. Indians with the final, 52-46. And we'll take us a little break and come back and kind of go over some things that happened. Be back in just a little bit.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances and Radio Shack and other brand electronics, including cords and cables, radios, boomboxes, scanners, and don't forget the batteries. Strolls also has GE small appliances, including the all-new Nugget Ice Makers. Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer area for 84 years.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Stardome, where the Indians come away with a 52-46 victory over the Lady Starfires. And it was the fourth quarter. We had been ahead, I believe, at halftime by four. They outscored us 19-7 in the third quarter, but we outscored them 20-6 in the fourth quarter to take the victory. And for the Indians, Callie Wendell had 18. McKenna Hills Camp had 16. Carlene D. Camp had 8. Sage Luthold had 6. Sophia Guggenbiller had 2. That's all I could find off of the scoreboard. For the Lady Starfires, Macy Priest had 25. And then they erased everything off the scoreboard before I got anybody else. But that's the important one. Macy Priest led all scorers with 25 plus. She set the school record for women girls players for career points. So she needed 20 to get to 1276. Looks like she would have 1,281 points so far in her career. She is a senior, but she'll have probably 10 or more games left to go. And if she keep scoring at a 15 point a game pace, she'll have somewhere in the pretty close to 1,400 or 1,500 points for her career, which is outstanding. A really good player, and just a scrappy player and smart, just very impressive. So Indians do manage. I got both of my wishes. She got her points to become the career scoring leader tonight, and we won the game. That was the way I was hoping it would come out, that we would get to witness that and see what a really good player she was. So Indians, here's my sheet here. Thursday, we will the Lady Indians will go to Coldwater. And that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. The NFHS video will be available. Then Friday, the boys host Coldwater, and that's a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And our audio will also be on the NFHS video. And it is the FREA Chili Supper from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. So you want to get there for that. I believe it's only $6 for all you can eat, if I remember correctly. And that's before the game. And you want to get there for that. And then Cy Odazai's Krispy Kreme donut sale after the game, a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts for only $12. And you don't have to drive to Salina to get them. They have them right there as you leave the game. And then on Saturday, there's no sports, no girls or boys games scheduled, varsities. But the Community Club's Fish Fry is on Saturday from 4 to 7 out at the Sportman Club. And that's all you can eat with all the fixings. They have baked beans and coleslaw and tater chips and all kinds of stuff. I think they usually have applesauce, too. Just a really good event and a lot of fun. And, of course, the community club does a lot of good things with their with the money they raise for all their projects. So, again, we'll just kind of go over it again real quickly. Lady Indians come out and score 20 points in the fourth quarter, and I think they scored the first 10 points, and we scored 20, and they scored 6 in the fourth quarter to go from 4 down or 8 down to 6 ahead. and won the game 52-46. And for the South Adams Starfires, again, probably the 20th time I've said it, but I'm going to say it again, Macy Priest has set the all-time scoring record for Lady Starfires in the career with the scoring record before was 1276, and she ended up with 1281. So she has set the record, and congratulations to her, and good luck to the Lady Starfires the rest of the season. Indians, Lady Indians play again on Thursday, and then the boys host Coldwater on Friday. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Jason Arnold, the athletic director here, and all the staff here for welcoming us here and getting everything all set up for us, ready to go. We appreciate it. And we'll be back on Thursday with the ladies playing at Coldwater.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.